I believe that the world is filled with compassionate strangers.
I believe in dancing.
I believe that even rats need love.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. You've probably noticed that wake-up calls in life come from lots of sources, and usually not from hotel operators. For all of us, life is full of unpredictable and unexpected, often unbidden events that teach us enduring lessons. And that's certainly the case for Jack Galvin, this week's Encore essayist.
At the age of 18, Vinny Intaglia dove into a gentle wave at Middletown's Third Beach, and his life changed forever. I visited him in the hospital in Boston soon after. I was his English teacher. His neck broken, now a quadriplegic, Vinny was paralyzed from the chest down. I learned tenacity from this man, a man who has been unable to put one foot in front of the other for over 30 years, but who has modeled tenacity every day since. What a heart Vinny Intaglia has. What confidence in possibility. What tenacity. But after 27 years in a wheelchair, fighting his way through all manner of confrontations with the world, Vinny was slammed by life again. He was hit by cancer, right in the eye, right in the one part of his body he could feel, his head. His head, mind, good looks, voice, brain have always been his strength. TV anchor, man in college, multimedia director at Salve Regina, personnel mediator at Rhode Island Hospital. Cruel fate got Vinny again 27 years later by zapping his sinus cavity, plucking his eye out, shaking his life to the core. But Vinny carries on, makes plans for the future. Every daunting obstacle Vinny has overcome has seemed to prepare him for the next challenge. The demise of his fundraising foundation for spinal cord injury cure, a dispiriting divorce, near death from various illnesses, frustrating job searches, all while being forced to depend on others 24/7. For many people, the worst nightmare imaginable is paralysis with its lifelong imprisonment. Others of us harbor a deep dread of cancer and its mysterious decay from within, or the horrifying disfigurement that cancer sometimes produces. How does one survive the reality of even one of these dreaded nightmares, let alone all three at once, and still maintain the will to carry on? Vinny could be the poster boy for misfortune, but he's not, never has been. Instead, Vinny has met the latest challenge to his tenuous grip on life. Christopher Reeve's death confirmed what Vinny has long known. A quad's life always is vulnerable to simple, sometimes insidious killers like skin breakdown, no matter how careful one might be. But tenacity wins again, and because of Vinny, I believe in it. For 3 years now, there's been no sign of cancer lurking in Vinny. Often he sits outside in the warm Tucson, Arizona sun, where he lives now, planning his next venture, speaking to school kids about the need to work hard toward a goal, about never giving up, about putting one foot in front of the other. The lesson he's been teaching me every day for over 30 years.
Jack Galvin, a retired teacher and tennis pro, is a writer living in Middletown, Rhode Island. He and Vinny Intaglia, the subject of Galvin's essay, have been collaborating on a written account of Intaglia's first 10 years as a quadriplegic. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.